So, before I start, I want to make a question. Who is here for the first time? Who is here? And this is the first international convention. Wow. Wow. Let me share with you how was my first international convention before 2 years. April 2012, it was in Las Vegas. I was being recognized there as a marketing director, and I was going to speak for 1 minute on stage to say my story. My English was very bad back in that days. I didn't know what to say, and I preferred someone to shoot me instead of going on stage and say my story. But back in that days, and in that specific day, I took the decision to improve my English, to be an IMD, and to be a speaker for World Ventures. And today, I prefer someone to shoot me instead of stopping me to speak to you guys. So, believe me, I'm not here just to inspire someone, but I'm here to serve you and to help all of you today to take a decision, like I take 2 years before. Maybe this decision is to be IMD, maybe this decision is to be marketing director, but I'm here to help you make a decision to have more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in your lives. So, are you ready for this? Okay, let's start. I'm going to share with you 3 keys and 3 steps that helped me to succeed. 3 keys for success. First key, you can take notes. For me, it's very important to take notes because it's not what you know, but it's to do what you know. And if you are not taking notes, you are not going to know what we are going to say today after 1 week. So how is it going to be possible to do? So first key for success, knowledge. Knowledge. From where do we get knowledge? From where do we get knowledge? Listen to this. Anyone who get in your life have something to teach you and a story to tell you. Anybody who get into your life have something to teach you and a story to tell you. But where do I pay attention? I meet a lot of people day by day. Every day I meet a lot of people. And when you speak, there is no way to say something that you don't already know, yes? When you speak, there is no way to say something that you don't know. But when you listen, is any chance to hear something that you don't know? Of course. So I prefer to hear from people instead of speak. But where do I pay attention? To the people that they have the results. Always, I pay attention to the people that they have the results. Let me give you an example. My best friend name is Michael. Michael is a very close friend to me. I love him. We are friends for 25 years. I am married with Katerina. Michael is not married. He's a very successful man, but he has something that for some of you is negative, for some of you is positive. He cannot stay with the same girl with more than 1 day. But he's my best friend, and I trust him a lot. Imagine when I'm going to have a problem with Katerina or some argues to go and take Michael's advice. What he's going to say to me? Find another one, Katerina. So, I only pay attention to the people that they have the results. I only pay attention to the people that they have what I want. Only to these people. Now, second key is action. Guys, write this down. Knowledge determines what you learn. Knowledge determines what you learn. Action determines what you get. So, if you know everything in the world, but you are not doing anything, your results are going to be zero. Can you understand this? And in our company, in World Ventures, you only make action when you present, invite, or close. You make action when you invite someone, when you present to someone, or when you close someone. This is the only way to make action. So let me give you a tip for this first type of action, invitation. What's an invitation? It's a whole different thing. Invitation is a whole different thing from presentation. Can you understand this? I mean, invitation is just arrange a meeting with someone. This is the invitation. I saw many people that they tried to invite someone and they told him about our opportunity. No, this is not an invitation, this is presentation. Invitation is only when I invite someone. What is the worst scenario if I'm going to invite someone? If you know the answer, please say it loud. No, this is not the worst scenario. If I'm going to invite someone and that's, the answer is no, it's not the worst scenario because he clarified to me that he don't deserve to be in my team. So this is not the worst scenario. What is the worst scenario? The most difficult challenge is to say, why you want to meet with me? Why you want me? This is the worst challenge that you may face if you invite someone. And how I overcome this challenge? It's very easy. Who knows about Socrates? He's an ancient Greek philosopher. Okay, Socrates said that if you believe that you have right to what you are saying, answer by a question. Let me repeat this. If you believe that you have right to what you are saying or to what you are believe, answer by a question. So, if you are going to tell me, Stavros, why do you want to have a meeting with me? My answer is going to be a question, and I'm going to tell you. My friend, do you believe if I was possible to explain to you through the phone why I want to meet you, I was going to arrange a meeting with you, yes or no? What the answer is going to be? Of course, no. And then I repeat my question. So, you understand that I have to arrange a meeting with you to explain it, yes? The answer was going to be? Of course, yes. So, am I going to meet you today at 7 o'clock, let's say? Yes, thank you. So, always I answer by a question. Then is the presentation. What is the presentation? When I present to someone, let me give you an analogy. In Europe, we have soccer. You know soccer? Football soccer? Okay, in Europe, we love soccer. So let me give you an analogy. Imagine that today you are in a soccer field and you are playing soccer. And the duration of a soccer game is 90 minutes. Imagine that you are playing soccer and in order to win, you don't have to score more times than the opposite team, but you just have to score two times. For those of you who know the binary, one on the left and one on the right. Okay? So you just have to score two times, one on the left, one on the right. And you start the game. And there is no referee to end the game. The duration of the game is no 90 minutes, but is as you can play as how long you want to play. There is no duration of the game, okay? You can end the game whenever you want. And you have coach, but the coach is not allowed to substitute you. There is nobody to tell you, you are no good at this, get out of the field. But there is coach to train you. We have Mark Cassetta, we have Johnny Wimbry, we have Matt Morris, Savas Christofi, Troy Brown, David Peach. There are so many coaches to train you and make you better. And you have to score two goals. And if you score two goals, the award is not going to be a cup, but it's going to be fun, freedom, and fulfillment. And you have to score two goals. Some of you guys get out of the field when they are tired. But some get out of the field when they score these two goals. Now, every time you shoot the ball is when you make a presentation. Every time you shoot the ball is when you make a presentation. And I have seen some people shoot two times the ball and wait to have two goals. This is impossible unless you are David Beckham or Messi. I don't know, but this is possible. So you have to shoot the ball every day, make presentation every day and shoot the ball. How many times? I don't know, until you score two times. And if you score two times, you can keep shooting the ball if you like the game. I love the game. So I keep shooting the ball every day, every day, every day. So this is what for me is a presentation. Just shoot the ball. And closing, what's closing? For me, it's just to look straight in the eyes, your friend, and ask him if he wants to join. I heard this from Matt Morris before 1.5 years in original Cyprus. Number one reason why someone may not join your team is because you didn't ask him. Number one reason why someone may not join your team is because you didn't ask him. So, just look your friend straight in the eyes and ask him, are you ready to get started too? And you are going to get an answer. But it's very important to look at him straight in the eyes. I have seen people to do this. Are you ready to get started? Or to do this. Are you ready to get started? Or are you ready to get started? Or are you ready to get started? No. Look him straight in the eyes. Are you ready to get started? Yes? So, I'm going to repeat this. Action determines what you get. Knowledge determines what you learn. But action determines what you get. And then is the belief. How you increase your belief level to something. First, this is something that I read from Steve Jobs' biography. You have to get in love with what you are doing. I mean, I know that money and security is important. I believe that. Money and security is important. But believe me, personal satisfaction and passion to what you are doing is much more important. People are giving about 8 hours per day to their jobs, yeah? And this is 1/3 of the day. It's almost 1/3 of our lives. And many people around us give 1/3 of their life to something that they don't love. Imagine this. Don't do the same here. Guys, I will be straight with you. If you don't love traveling, you are in the wrong company. If you don't love dream trips, oh my God, you are in a rock company. So you have, I love traveling, I love dream trips, I love speak with people, I love making presentation. I'm fully in love with what I'm doing. And this is the most important thing. So number one key to increase your belief level is to love what you are doing. Number two, use your dream stealer as a benefit. How I'm going to use my dream stealer as a benefit. Some of you, your dream stealers kill you. But me, my dream stealer helped me, push me to win. Because when somebody tells me that you cannot do this, it's why I have to do this. Because he's not believing on me. He's trying to steal my dreams. No, I'm going to show you how great I am. I'm going to show you why I'm doing this. And third is the way you speak to yourself. How I increase my belief level. What the words that coming out of my mouth are ideas that coming into my mind. So whatever you say is the truth. If you say that this is difficult, it's truth. If you say that it's too easy, it's truth. So let me share with you how I speak to myself every day. Let me share with you Og Mandino's 10 commandments is the way I speak to myself every day. And I'm doing this for 2 years. Every day, the same 10 commandments to myself. First commandment, today I begin a new life. I will form new habits and I will become their slave. I will greet this day with love in my heart. I will look with love, I will act with love, and I will react with love. I will proceed until I succeed. I won't stop until the fourth blows. I am nature's greatest miracle. I know I'm unique because God makes me unique. I will live this day as if it's my last because I know I cannot go back to the past and change my mistake or correct my mistakes, but I can start from today and live the life I want to live. Today, I will be master of my emotion. I will laugh at the world. Today, I will multiply my value 100-fold and I will act now. Because, as I told you at the beginning, today is the day that some of you are going to make some decisions. And next year, I'm going to be here and be recognized for more adventures. Some of you are going to make some decisions, are going to take some decisions, and next year, I'm going to be here, and they are going to be the speakers of the day. Some of you are going to take some decisions and bring more fun, freedom, and fulfillment, not only to your lives, but to your family and to your friends' life. And I'm going to ask you, if you really like traveling, just say aye. Yeah. Today is the day that you are going to decide to see the world. If you really love making money, say aye. Yeah. Today is the day that you are going to decide to build your financial freedom. And if you really love to show to the people how to travel and how to make money, say aye. Today is the day that you are going to decide to make the rest of your life the best of your life. And I'm going to finish with this guy. Guys, I need you, if you are ready for this decision, if I don't care what color you are, if you are red, blue, yellow, green, I don't care how old you are, what was your previous results. I told you, today is the day for decisions. And believe me, the next day and the rest of the day, it's going to be the best part of United. So if you are ready to take the decision, I need you to stand up. I need you to stand up and say it as loud as possible by the count of three. By the count of three, I need you to say it as loud as possible that anything can happen. But I need my friends in Cyprus to listen to us. I need my friends in Norway, in Greece, in Singapore to listen to us. I need my friends from another planet to listen to us. But most of all, I need you and your heart to listen to you that anything can happen because after this, you are going to make it happen. By the count of three. One, two, three. Thank you.